number 10,444, Caldera Arden Canal Place LLC, west of Route 357, west of Canal Street, being Unit 73, within Sunset Harbor Development. A variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Your name and address, please.
Rich Polk, 104 Soft Shell Cove in Bethany Beach.
All right, do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown. I represent the applicant. With me is Rich Polk. He's here on behalf of the applicant, Caldera. This is a request for variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback for a single-family condominium unit that's to be located in Sunset Harbor, which is a new development. You would be more familiar with it as its prior existence as a manufactured home park, which was Lindley Village. Sunset Harbor is at the west end of Fred Hudson Road. It's at the intersection there with Cedar Neck Road and basically across from Salt Pond. The unit in question is Unit 73. I think you gentlemen each have a copy of the survey that was submitted. The plot submitted, again, Unit 73 is the unit in question. That shows a deck extending 5 feet into the setback, which is permitted. That's basically a first-floor deck. It also shows a corner of Unit 73 extending 1.22 feet into the 10-foot setback, and that is the location of the variance that we're requesting. We have here what is a very unusual situation. As you know, usually an improvement is accidentally built in the setback area, but here the setback area actually, to our knowledge, was created after the improvement plans had been approved. And by the way, this unit has not been constructed yet. And in order to explain that, I have a handout I'd like to give you that helped me do that. I'll give that to Mr. Pearl.
Start him at the other end, if you would, please.
Start at the other end.
We'll make sure you got your exercise in.
The exhibit I'm handing out, it's just an aerial photograph of the area, which I think you all recognize. This was taken some time ago, and it's actually an aerial photograph of when it was Lindley Village, and it shows the manufactured homes in Lindley. These were existing canals that were built there. Now, when Caldera purchased Lindley Village, the land here in question is causing the setback problem was believed to be part of what they acquired. And in fact, that land had been used as part of Lindley Village for decades. On the aerial photograph I just handed out to you, you'll see that just south of Sunset Harbor, Lindley Village, you'll see the beginning of the Assawoman Canal, which was originally acquired by the United States of America through a condemnation procedure probably, I don't know, maybe 100 years ago probably. When the canal was acquired, it was done by condemnation, and I don't remember whether it was 150 feet or 150 feet from center. I think it might have been a 300-foot right-of-way that was actually acquired. Subsequently, the United States conveyed the canal and the right-of-way to the state of Delaware, and after the state of Delaware acquired it, after my clients purchased the property, the state did a survey of the original condemned properties, this right-of-way, and one side of that survey they did comes up just at the corner of our property and actually cuts across the property. And on the survey I showed you, that's this line coming right up here. That's one of the boundaries of the right-of-way that they acquired. Cuts onto our property and just takes a sliver of the property out, and that's the very piece that creates this new boundary line that results in the need for the variance. Now, if anyone else claimed the ownership of that property, if this was anyone else, I think I would say, in my legal opinion, my clients would own that property by adverse possession because it's been used by them or their predecessors in title for decades. However, you cannot acquire adverse possession against the U.S. government or the state of Delaware, so there can't be any adverse possession claim. So basically, that's what brings us here. So as far as the legal requirements for a variance, I think these are certainly unique circumstances that create the need for the variance. This corner was cut off by this by the survey that was done, and basically unknown to everyone that that area was within the right-of-way. The units have all been laid out so that there's no way to move this unit any closer the other direction to try to absorb that 1.22 feet. The variance is required for the reasonable use of the property, and that is to build the condo unit, which is similar to all the other units in the development. It wasn't created by the applicant. As I said, it was kind of an unknown that occurred after they purchased it. Probably most importantly, it will not alter the essential character of the area. And in fact, I don't think there'll be any impact whatsoever, because nothing is or ever will be done with this area that would be part of the right-of-way. It's purely part of the right-of-way. I assume maybe the state could put spoils on there if they deemed dredging the canal something necessary, but it's not really big enough that it would be a site that they would do that on. So it's pretty much going to remain just as it is today. And again, the variance that is being requested is the minimum variance of 1.22 feet. So that's pretty much our story. Mr. Polk, is everything I just represented true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So that's everything we have, unless you have any questions.
Excuse me.
The last page of the plot or of the application shows a lot 72, whatever happened.
When there was an error in the original survey. And the it was filed, and then we had to submit a new survey. It is lot 73.
There is no 72 anymore.
There is a 72, but it's not
someplace
there.
Else.
It's someplace else.
Okay. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board, Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Werpin?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think Mr. Fuqua has addressed the standards for granting variance very, very well, and I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,444.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills. Second by Mr. McCabe, that we approve case number 10,444. All those in favor of the motion, the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.